You're free now. Free to stream beyond your wildest dreams. Free to be everything you imagine, and then some. That's how it feels to have Quantum Fiber. Your world unleashed. Learn more at quantumfiber.com. Limited availability. Service in select locations only.
You're listening to Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News
on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM
and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon, 3:30 at KSL. Jeff Kaplan here. We just tied the record. It's 81 degrees in Salt Lake City. KSL's top story, Florida has decided to follow in Utah's footsteps. They're implementing a new law to protect people from domestic violence. Gabby Petito's family says laws like these could have saved her life.
Gabby Petito was killed by her fiancé while on a cross-country road trip in 2021, but police in Moab had pulled them over before that and had seen her crying, but let them go. Now Florida is implementing the Gabby Petito Act, which requires officers investigating domestic violence incidents to give a lethality assessment.
Making sure that law enforcement has adequate information to assess which offenders are kind of high-risk offenders, which victims are high-risk at being killed.
That's Lieutenant Governor Deidre Henderson, who spoke with KSL News Radio before a similar law went into effect in Utah last summer. This signals more states are seeing this as a way to prevent what happened to Gabby from ever happening to someone else. Heather Peterson, KSL News Radio.
It's a weekend off before the jury's back in a Boise courtroom Monday for week two of the Chad Daybell trial. KSL News Radio's Adam Small with a look at what's ahead.
The state has so far called one witness to help establish what happened to Lori Vallow's two youngest kids, but they will likely need some more time to establish the death of Tammy Daybell, Chad's first wife, who died 17 days before he married Lori. While the defense has named most of their witnesses coming later in the trial, the prosecution's only named one outside law enforcement, the wife of Lori's late brother, Alex Cox, who's accused of being a co-conspirator. The state says before he died unexpectedly, Alex told his wife he was worried he was going to be Lori and Chad's fall guy.
Chad is accused of murder and conspiracy. He could end up receiving the death penalty if convicted. One of the Republican candidates for Mitt Romney's Senate seat has dropped out of the race. Clark White ended his campaign after his wife died unexpectedly. Party Chairman Rob Axon was with the other GOP candidates at a panel discussion in Orem when he broke the news to the group. He asked that we keep Clark White and his two sons in our prayers. We now know the motive of a man who drove an 18-wheeler into a public safety building in Texas. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, we have just learned that one person has died. 13 others were injured after the driver of a stolen 18-wheeler crashed into the public safety office in Brenham, northwest of Houston. Here's the sound of first responders as heard on Broadcastify.
Three criticals, probably got four walking wounded.
Authorities now say that that semi-driver was denied a commercial driver's license there yesterday. The U.S. is moving more troops and assets to the Middle East amid growing concerns that Iran could strike Israel in retaliation for the strike on an Iranian facility in Syria. National Security Spokesman John Kirby says the administration is watching the situation closely.
We're taking this seriously, and believe me, so are our Israeli counterparts taking it seriously.
American intelligence analysts say they expect Iran to strike multiple targets inside Israel within the next few days. Meantime, there are heightened security concerns surrounding the Boston Marathon. The concerns center on the ongoing war in the Mideast and the highly charged political atmosphere here at home. It's been 11 years since the deadly terrorist attack at the finish line. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
Some northern Utah water watchers are hoping to solve some of our problems with the sun.
The Weber Basin Water Conservancy District plans to put solar panels over a canal in Layton. The Assistant General Manager Jonathan Perry says other states and countries have done it. For them, it's helped the water quality and has tamped down evaporation, not to mention the power generated from the panels.
As we've looked at our energy demand projections, we just see those increasing over the next decade or so.
If the Layton solar canals are successful, Perry says they'd like to expand. They were able to get federal funding for this first installation. Britt Johnson, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time, 3:34. An American Fork third grade teacher is well known for transforming his classroom into their own version of Harry Potter's Hogwarts. KSL News Radio's Eric Cabrera rode his Nimbus 2000 to Legacy Elementary to get the story.
I was told to find the classroom with Dementors outside the door. It was lunchtime, with third graders dressed in their best Hogwarts uniforms enjoying lunch. The class led by Michael Botita or Professor Botita Snape for the day.
I have tried to make in my career, make every day as a day where you make it so fun that they want to come back tomorrow.
Even though it was Botita's idea 5 years ago, he doesn't take full credit.
Gifted educators and some incredible people who are very supportive and doing everything with the first and foremost what is best for the student.
From what I saw, their class rivals Universal's attraction. Eric Cabrera, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time 3:35. First look traffic. So, Ricky, everybody's getting out of Dodge early today.
Yeah, it's pretty rough on I-15. Right now, I'm looking at this Midvale crash. I think I'm counting 6 to 7 vehicles involved in this accident. Southbound I-15 near 7200 South, bringing traffic to a crawl all the way through Murray. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Thanks, Ricky. I don't know if you heard the news this morning about the Golden Bachelor. Stay right here.